Magic Hour presents Nelson Eddy. That pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 Business Managed Electric Companies, with Robert Andrews in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy. Your land and my land will be our land one day. Bright bars and white stars leading both on our way. Our one flag forever, when war and hatred have gone. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, we'll sing as we go marching on. Boys came out in 61 and took a gun, each one. If we are 1,000 strong, our only 10, we'll fight them all the harder then. And when at the end we'll say, mother's son, the war is done and won. The men from the north will greet the southern men, while bugles blow their friends again. And my land will be our land one day. Bright bars and white stars leading both on our way. Our one flag forever, when war and hatred have gone. For glory, glory, hallelujah, we'll sing as we go marching.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Your land and my land brings us all together again on the Electric Hour. Tonight, our regular company includes Gloria Scott.
Good evening.
Frank Graham, who knows a good thing when he says it.
Hello.
And a little later on, we'll be joined by a young man named Johnny Baxter, who wants to be a radio announcer.
Nelson.
Yes, Frank?
Well, you forgot to mention Robert Ambruster.
Oh, so I did. I'm sorry. With us, as usual, is Robert Ambruster.
Hello.
Sound a little tired, Bob.
Up too late last night.
Was the Halloween too much for you? It's time you gave up soaping windows.
I wasn't out soaping windows. Some hoodlums kept me awake all night, ringing the doorbell, hanging buckets of water over the door.
Any of the buckets hit you?
Three.
No kidding.
But I got even with them, the vandals.
How?
Rock salt and a shotgun. Hit him with both barrels.
Go on. You missed us a mile, didn't he, Frank?
Yeah. Why, Ambruster couldn't hit the side of a house.
Oh, no? You ought to see the side of my house.
Speaking of houses, time to get back to work. Put your mask away till next year, Frank, and introduce the next song.
Well, it doesn't need much introduction. It's a beautiful and ever popular ballad, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, sung now by Nelson Eddy.
Bonnie Bride, the road.
that once you gave to me. I scarcely ever see them now. Oh, many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your
about it.
My darling, it's the most beautiful morning of the whole week. It's payday.
Payday? Oh, of course. Well, off to the bank we go. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
There we have a typical American short story. Boy meets girl, then boy and girl meet bank. The girl, as it happens, is a stenographer. The boy, a war plant worker. Along with millions of other Americans, maybe you yourself, they're taking some of their hard-earned cash and putting it in the savings bank. And what does the bank do with that money? Why, the bank reinvests it. And a lot of it goes into the securities of such vital enterprises as America's light and power companies. The electric light and power industry has been called the most widely shared business in America because, directly and indirectly, it represents the savings of so many millions of wage earners, just like you and me. Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, yes, and radio announcers. Last year, the American people saved $38 billion. Biggest amount in history. If any of this is yours, then perhaps some of your money right now is invested in your own electric light and power company. In fact, without your money, and that of millions of others, the great progress of this basic American industry would have been impossible.
The other day, when we were putting the show together, I told Gloria Scott we'd like to have her sing something by Rodgers and Hart.
She picked out a good one, too, with A Song in My Heart from the production Spring is Here.
And by way of introduction, here is Gloria.
You and I all the time, every meeting. such as ours came to be. But I always knew
a song that takes us halfway around the world and back almost a century to the clashes between British troops and fiery tribes along India's northern border. It's Frederick Keel's Tomorrow.
Yesterday the cutting edge sank thirstily and deep. The upland outlaws ringed us in and herded us like sheep. They drove us from the stricken field and bade us into peace. And bade us into peace. But tomorrow, by the living God, was ridden through and through. Our swaying tattered pennant fled, a broken beach and few. And all the summer afternoon they hunted us and flew. They hunted us and flew. For tomorrow, by the living God, fire glows red, the wake lights burn and drip upon our hatchet figures dead. And many a broken heart is here, and many a broken head, and many a broken head. But tomorrow, living God, we'll try again, again.
Nelson, can you lend me a penny?
Why, sure, Frank. Here.
Boy, that's big money. Well, you know, it really is in the electric light and power business. While the cost of many other household necessities has skyrocketed, the cost of your electricity is still down on a penny basis. On the average, one penny's worth of electricity will still wash three big tubfuls of your family laundry. One penny's worth will still iron four shirts. One penny will give you an entire evening of news and entertainment on your radio. One penny will give you 5 hours of food protection with your electric refrigerator. Yes, your electric penny is actually bigger than ever. The price of your home electricity is now lowest in history. Good management on the part of your electric company will see to it that in the electric world of tomorrow, your penny will still be big money.
And now it's Robert Ambruster and the orchestra. This time, they've picked out something of Mussorgsky's named Horpak.
This one's a favorite with Russian dancers.
One of those wild Cossack hoedowns?
No, it's a little closer to jitterbugging, Frank. You know where they sit down on nothing and kick up their feet?
When you hear it, you'll understand why. Like many of Mussorgsky's songs and orchestral works, it's intensely Russian in expression with a brightness and gaiety that makes you want to dance. All right, Bob? Horpak. Thank you. earlier in the program, I mentioned a young man named Johnny Baxter. I first met Johnny a couple of weeks ago when I drove onto the parking lot over here next to the studio. Johnny's one of the attendants on the lot. But it seems he has ambitions to be a radio announcer. So I invited him over to the Electric Hour, and here's Johnny Baxter. Well, you're on the air, Johnny, coast to coast. How do you feel about it?
Fine, Mr. Eddie.
Been watching Frank Graham like I told you to?
Yes, I have.
Well?
I still want to be a radio announcer.
Well, that's a laudable ambition, Johnny. How long have you been working on it?
Since I was discharged from the Army.
What branch of the service were you in, Johnny?
The Army Air Forces, Miss Scott. Assigned to Special Services.
Johnny is taking a course on announcing at night school. But I thought Frank and I might give him a few additional pointers.
Oh, sure thing. Most important, of course, is flexibility. You know, being able to adapt your style to the requirements of a particular announcement or program.
Well, I'm sure I can learn to do that.
Oh, fine. Now, there are many announcing styles, Johnny. For instance, there's the sad station break. It goes like this.
Man, are you proud of your overcoat when the phone goes? Then buy your suit from Sad Sam. Come in just as you are. Walk out fully dressed. Buy a snoot suit for $9.78. For just $1 more, we'll sew it together for you.
You think you can learn that style, Johnny?
I'm sure I can, Mr. Eddie.
And don't forget the comfy commercial crooner.
Which one is that, Bob?
Intimate, suave, voice of the turtle type, you know. Girl, would you like to know how Paulette Goddard makes her stockings look so lovely? First, she washes them in gentle, mudsy, sudsy, wudsy. Then she shoves those million-dollar legs in them, and oh, boy, do those stockings look lovely.
I'm sure I can learn that style, too, Mr. Eddie.
I'm sure you could. Say, this is fun. I'd like to demonstrate one of these styles for Johnny myself.
Well, go right ahead, Nelson. What style do you have in mind?
Well, how about the hard-driving, dynamic type? Do you have a grinning smile? Well, do you? Then I'll thank you to buy Porter Bright. Porter Bright, spelled backwards, is for Gilbert Ross. This week's big special offer, a package free. Think of it, free. Free, spelled backwards, is ears. Remember, don't give up your grin. Don't give up your grin. Do as your dentist does. Use powder.
I'm sure I can do that, too, Mr. Eddie.
Oh, gee, Nelson, I just remembered something.
What's that, Frank?
Well, the most important style of all, singing commercials.
Oh, yeah. Do you think you could do a singing commercial, Johnny? I think so. Aren't they something like this?
Do you have a floppy upper plate
that you hate?
Does your lower try to abdicate?
Man, that's great.
Then come down and visit doctor's suite,
where you can get a set of ready to take out teeth. Well, all we have a nose with rip
button to your lip.
They look good on you,
but you can't afford to
nothing down, just leave your golden lace. See, that is me for teeth, for man or beast. A good day.
Fine, Johnny. That was fine. We want to thank you for coming over to the Electric Hour tonight, and all of us wish you a lot of luck and success in achieving your ambition. Before you go, I wonder if you'd mind introducing our next song.
When Chrysler and Jacoby wrote the score for Apple Blossom, they composed one song around the idea that love is just a game that two are playing, and danger always lurks in Cupid's arrows, all of which is more truth than propaganda, and makes a beautiful duet which Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy now sing. It's You Are Free.
Like the evening breeze,
Frank Cinetti will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Your host for the electric hour at the same time each week, a 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rationed. Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra, Frank Graham, Gloria Scott, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Probably have a special guest, too, and of course we want you to join us. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night. The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.